Good news travels fast. It's Kingfisher FM.
Delighted to welcome Colin Jacobson. He is from Clinicare, the Blooms Pharmacy out at 323 Cape Road. Colin, good morning. Great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so of course we're talking healthcare, and there's something that can quite easily be neglected as we get into the full swing of 2025 that's happening very fast at the moment. So from a Clinicare perspective, why are you encouraging people to prioritize their health checks, eh?
Our health is a gift and really the foundation of everything we do in life. And often the most impactful interventions are the ones that prevent serious conditions from developing in the first place.
Mm. And of course, blood pressure, that's the main one. I see you with the first thing that you're going to do is go and check there. What is actually a screening involve these days, eh?
So blood pressure is a simple screening, you know, where a cuff is put around the upper part of your arm. And a normal blood pressure is anything like 120 over 80. When it's above 140 over 19, it's regarded as hypertension.
Okay, well, sorry, what do these numbers actually mean now? You're just throwing out numbers here.
So the numbers are, the first number, is the systolic blood pressure. It's basically, the pressure, against your artery walls when the heart compresses. Okay. When it relaxes, that's normally the lower number, okay, the diastolic blood pressure.
So what numbers should we be looking for here? Hey? What's the winning lottery numbers here that we're going for?
So blood pressure varies. There's a lot of factors that influences your blood pressure. But your normal blood pressure, when you are rested, would be 120 over 80 millimeters mercury. When it's above 140 over 90 consistently, that's when it's regarded as hypertension. And we would then refer you to a doctor or to the hospital, for further investigation.
Mm. And I often hear of low blood pressure, in fact. What numbers are those?
So low blood pressure, it's kind of tricky. Sometimes, people have a low diastolic blood pressure when they are a little bit dehydrated. But when it's very low, your heart rate starts to kind of, compensate for that. And, people feel like they want to faint. So it's something that we always refer to, to a doctor or to a hospital as well.
Okay. So that's blood pressure. That's the one common one. The other one that I know is always cholesterol that you test for, the little prick of the finger. So what's that? What are you looking for there?
So cholesterol is one of the best markers we have for assessing cardiovascular health. And the problem is high cholesterol doesn't come with symptoms. Mm. Elevated LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, can lead to plaque buildup in the arteries, which is a major driver of heart disease.
Yeah.
The good news is that with regular screenings, you can track these numbers. So LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. So you can take action before it's too late. Prevention through lifestyle changes and sometimes medication can make a world of difference. Early intervention is critical, for long-term health.
Yeah. Okay. So you've mentioned blood pressure, cholesterol. I think many are aware of that. What else is the other one that you're going to test for?
So blood glucose. Blood glucose, yes.
Okay.
So blood glucose is a critical test, especially when you look at the rising rates of type 2 diabetes.
Sure.
The earlier we detect issues with blood glucose regulation, the sooner we can intervene and prevent full-blown diabetes. Those higher risk include people over the age of 45, those with a family history of diabetes, or anyone with obesity. But honestly, even people without obvious risk factors can benefit from getting tested.
Okay.
A simple screening can help identify pre-diabetes, where intervention can completely reverse the condition. The earlier we act, the more we can protect against complications like neuropathy, kidney disease, and heart disease down the line.
Yeah, I've got a very good friend whose son, sadly, was diagnosed with quite far-stage diabetes. I can't remember all those things. You can clarify. But, it's a massive change in one's life, man. It's a huge impact, and one needs to just be aware of it as much as possible. So screenings is the key thing. And I just want to mention, we are going to give away 15 health screenings for free from Clinicare. So stay tuned. We'll give you more details on that. All right. So how often should one get screened?
So the frequency of screenings depends on your age and risk factors. But here are some general guidelines. For blood pressure, at least once a year, but more often if you have risk factors like family history or existing health conditions. For cholesterol, I would say every 4 to 6 years, though more frequently if you are at higher risk for heart disease. And then blood glucose, I'd say start around age 45 or earlier if you have risk factors. This could be every 3 years, but again, it really depends on individual circumstances.
So give us, so getting screened, I mean, is this now going into a pharmacy? Do you have to make an appointment? Is it cost? What is it? What's it? Give us the details of a screening.
So, a screening in the pharmacy, you know, would typically involve, you know, a blood glucose test and a, you know, lipogram, you know, which is a you know, differentiated test, you know, for testing, different lipoproteins. Mm. And then a blood pressure screening as well. And I'd like to mention that it's important, you know, for the blood glucose and for the cholesterol, you know, that someone must be in a fasting state. So
yes,
that's very important,
that's,
you know, to, you know, kind of, you know, gives you a more accurate idea, you know, of,
yeah,
of whether those numbers are, you know, where they should be.
Yeah, yeah. So no eating before you come there, huh?
Unfortunately not, but, you know, Sister Michelle will give you a, she'll give you a lolly afterwards, you know, if you behaved.
Yeah, shout out to Sister Michelle. What an incredible person. You've got an amazing ambassador there for health. So what's your message for our listeners about maintaining health?
So our health is a tremendous gift and it's our responsibility to take care of it. The goal isn't just to live longer, but it's also to live better. Regular screenings for blood pressure, cholesterol and blood glucose give us a chance to catch potential issues early and take action while it's still easy to manage. This kind of proactive care is the key to not just surviving, but thriving throughout life. So staying healthy is not just for yourself. That's something that I'd like to kind of mention as well. It's for your loved ones, your community, and for the work you're meant to do in the world. So get screened, know your numbers, and take control of your health.
Wonderful. So I can walk in?
You can walk in. You know, Sister Michelle gets busy sometimes at Clinicare Bloom's pharmacies, and I'm sure at some of the other Clinicare pharmacies as well. But you can walk in, you know, and, you know, wait a few minutes and, you know, she'll meet you, you know.
Wonderful.
She's always so happy to help.
Now, must mention this amazing clinic here on Cape Road has a really nice big parking lot at the back. So there's plenty of space. I forget which corner, which avenue it is. Eh?
So we've got two pharmacies in Newton Park, or three pharmacies, you know. So, but we've got Bloom's is at, in Newton Park on the corner of Cape Road and Fourth Avenue.
Fourth Avenue.
Yes, just around the corner on the corner of Newton Street and Fourth Avenue, we've got ClinyMed, and then a little further up in the road, we've got ClinyPharm as well, which is one of our after-hours pharmacies.
Okay. All right, so it's the Bloom's Pharmacy where you can get a screening, and you've got 15 that you would like to give away for free. We'll tell you about those details now, because of those 15, two people are going to win for themselves a blood pressure monitoring device for free. Is that right?
That's correct, Joe. So, one of, you know, the slogan of the company is, you know, caring for the community, caring for you. And we'd like to, you know, follow that ethos, you know, and, you know, promote health screenings. I think it's something that's, highly underestimated. You know, it's so important for early detection. And we'd like to, you know, give away some health screenings and blood pressure monitor, devices, you know, so that people can monitor blood pressure at home.
Very good. Okay, so let's remind you, 15 health screenings. So how the competition is going to work is not going to be an SMS or WhatsApp into studio. We're going to invite you to actually go to Bloom's Pharmacy, Clinicare Bloom's Pharmacy, 323 Cape Road, and you just tell them that you've heard about it on Kingfisher FM. Sister Michelle is expecting you, and the first 15 people to do so will get their screening for free.
Correct, yes.
And of those 15 people, Sister Michelle will then do a draw, and two blood pressure monitoring devices will be given away for free as well.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wow, that's very generous. Thank you so much. And thank you for what you guys are doing. Hey, please keep up the championing the cause and reminding us, because so easily we could forget about it and caught up in the habit of life and stuff. So, Colin, thank you so much for your time. Keep going. Hey?
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Radio with no age restriction. Kingfisher FM.